I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. This month marks 27 years since the start of pro-democracy protests in China, protests that would culminate in the Tiananmen Square massacre in June 1989. To this day, the Chinese government tries to suppress what really happened during the protests, but that hasn't stopped Fang Zheng from telling his story. Mr. Fang had both of his legs crushed by a tank when the military was called in to break up the protests. Both were later amputated. Tonight, he's giving a talk at St. Michael's College, and he joins us in the studio. We're also joined by St. Michael's professor Rowena He, who studies the Tiananmen protest movement and will be translating for Mr. Fang. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. 谢谢.
Mr. Fang, you were a student in college, athletic college, I gather, when the Tiananmen Square protests were spreading across China. What made you want to get involved?
在中国的80年代，其实有过一个让人们满怀希望的一个。
Well, as many of you may have known, that the 1980s in China was an era of hope. Why I say that? Because that was after the Mao period, after the Cultural Revolution, and China started to open up. And me, as one of the college students at that time, we have the trust in our government. We have faith in our government to reform itself. And it was out of this kind of belief and trust that we decided to help the government to improve, and we take to the street. And the trigger, of course, was Party Secretary General Hu Yaobang's death on April 15. So he was considered a liberal leader in the Communist Party, and he was expelled from the leadership in 1987. So when he died, we felt the urge to take to the street to protest. And in general, I should say that we take to the street because of our idealism for democracy and freedom.
Can you tell us what you remember about June 4th, 1989, the day in Tiananmen Square when you were injured?
当然这个回忆是一个比较让人
Well, I have to say that it's really painful to record what had happened even today. But I also understand it's my responsibility to share this with others. So that's why that I choose to speak out. And in fact, as early as May 19th and 20th, the conservative already announced martial law. So at the time, the army tried to push into the city. But at that time, all the ordinary citizens in Beijing, they all came out to stop the army, to convince them to leave. So there's been this back and forth, and the army finally came in on June 3rd, about 10 o'clock, and they got the order that they have to crack down and no other choices. Anyone who chooses to stay should be punished. And I think that's the order they got.
天安门的东南角在往外撤出的时候，那么学生当时的整个秩序还是
When we were leaving Tiananmen Square, we were peacefully, slowly leaving. And then something exploded just right next to me, and all of a sudden we couldn't see. It was very strong smoke. And next to me, there was another schoolmate, and she lost consciousness. And at the time, my natural reaction was try to hold her body and push her to the pedestrian. And the moment when I tried to push her, the tanks, they were running towards us.
完好，也比较安静。
When I was trying to push her over, the tank just ran over right on my two legs, and my body could feel that it was dragging me for a short period of time before I lost consciousness.
Your physical injury was not the end of this trauma and the suppression by the government. Can you tell us some of the ways this affected your athletic career? You were an athlete before and after, and also just your personal life, your injury in Tiananmen Square?
当然，我受伤之后，其实在医院里。
Of course, it affected my life in all aspects, because I always try to tell people what happened, and I refuse to lie. And even when I try to participate in all kinds of athletics, international games, the government didn't want me to tell people what had happened to me. So that's why they stopped me from participating in the international competitions for Special Olympics, special handicaps, and because they are afraid of the truth. And they also understand that what they had committed was a crime.
As recently as 2008, I watched an interview where Chinese government minders were trying to prevent you from talking about your injury and the Tiananmen Square massacre leading up to the Beijing Olympic Games. To your mind, what does the Chinese government have to do to try to make this right? Can they make this right?
您是指对六四这件事吗？还是对我个人？天安门事件
Tiananmen is an atrocity caused by the Chinese government, even though the current leaders are not directly responsible, but the government themselves, they're responsible. So I think they should now start allowing people to investigate what had happened and to allow people to openly talk about it and to compensate for all the victims.
Professor Rowena He, I have a question for you. You've devoted much of your career to studying what happened in Tiananmen Square and to spreading the word, to talking to survivors. What benefit do you think there is to discussing this, both for people in China and around the world? What do you hope to achieve by talking about this?
Tiananmen has never ended. Right, Tiananmen did not end in 1989. It's an open hood for Chinese history. The Tiananmen mothers are still not allowed to even talk about their children that were killed. The Tiananmen exiles, the student leaders, they are still not allowed to even return home to attend their parents' funerals. Scholars who write about Tiananmen, they are banned from going to China. They would not be given a visa. So Tiananmen had never ended in 1989.
I have just one last question for you, Mr. Fong. As we're sitting here in our studio talking, you're so calm about all of this. And I'm wondering if you're angry about your experience, if you're angry about what happened in Tiananmen Square in 1989, if you ever think of the man who was driving the tank and how you feel about him, because you seem so calm. And I would be angry if I were in your position.
I don't have any 过多的愤怒，但是说心里话，我非常想知道，这个。
I actually do not have a lot of anger. It's more I wanted to find out. It was really true that I wanted to find out what was in the mind of the individual who made the decision to crash me. And in fact, that I recently, about 2 years ago, with lots of efforts and with the help of friends and lots of people, I found a number of one of the four or five people who were driving the tank and crashed me. And I called him, and his name was Wu Yanhui. He's now in Hebei province working in a wine factory. I called him, and then I said, were you one of the army soldiers who participated in the crackdown at the time in the area? And he said, yes. And I said, I was there too, but our roles were different. You were in the tank and I was the one who was being crashed by a tank. And he said, oh, really? And then he hung up.
We've been talking with Fong Zheng, who survived the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. We've also been talking with St. Michael's College professor Rowena He, who's been translating for us. They'll both be giving a talk at St. Michael's College tonight at 7 o'clock about Tiananmen. Thanks to you so much for speaking with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.